On Saturday, March 16th, 2019, at 1:59 p.m., Larry Summers wrote, "Guy 3 seems to be in London for a weekend, which is why my visit cut short. I got mad. Didn't send angry note after call, though. This is a ridiculous activity. Send from my iPhone."
Jeffrey Epstein, writing from JEEVacation at Gmail, wrote, "How was it communicated to you?"
"We talked on phone. Then, I can't talk later. Didn't think I can talk tomorrow. I said, 'What are you up to?' She said, 'I'm busy.' I said, 'Awfully coy you are.' And then I said, 'Did you really arrange the weekend we were going to be together because guy number 3 was coming?' She said, 'No, his schedule changed after we changed our plans.' I said, 'Okay, I gotta go. Call me when you feel like it.' Tone was not of good feeling. I didn't want to be in a gift-giving competition while being the friend without benefits. Think time to just stay away for a while. If there is potential here, she'd find way back. I think I'm too eager, weak at this point. The Prada thing by someone else is natural. By me, seems desperate. Had good sense not to send off a note. She must be very confused, or maybe wants to cut me off, but wants professional connection a lot, and so holds to it. I think life as standby in case she needs leverage against another guy sucks. But I get when I think about it, stay cool."
Jeffrey responds, "She's smart, making you pay for past errors. Ignore the daddy I'm going to go out with, the motorcycle guy. You reacted well. Annoyed shows caring. No whining showed strength."
I'm really mad at the deception. Should I just wait for her to call? This guy different, maybe married or old or something. I sense from body language she's really attracted, but he is unsuitable as partner. I can hardly be possessive under circumstances, but schedule changing because she gets a better offer is not acceptable. If I say this, she will rage back about times I changed plans because of family and work constraints. She knew I was upset. I think significant chance she sent note saying this may not be fair to you, why not take time off, or that she will say this, in her way, very tough. But nothing for now. R from my iPhone, Larry."
"Just send. Happy for the time we spent together. Have fun. See you soon."
Doesn't work. I talked to her for 45 minutes.
And?
No, I meant that thanking her will be weird because we had 45 minutes of friendly convo before the bit I described. I'll wait till tomorrow and send her some article and then say some version of your message. At some point, need more firmness, though. Send from my iPhone.
Firm, delivered through humor.
Figuring out how. Could say she has now used up 80% of what she was owed through my changes in plan. Or say, Xi changes meeting with Trump. I think she is tired of this, alas. Sustaining with secrecy, hard.
Could you imagine being Larry Summers' wife?
I feel kind of bad reading them because it sounds like almost like girl talk.
It does.
Just like these boys be talking like girls.
How old was Larry Summers in 2019? Let's do a quick Google search.
Too old
for doing all that. He was being led around by, he was 65 years old when he was writing those emails.
You know what? But clearly young at heart.
Clearly young at heart. Boyish in his way. I just hope that his wife is reading those emails.
There's no way she didn't know.
Well, she's in the emails a lot, too.
I know.
She got a bunch of money from Jeffrey
Epstein. Hello, everyone.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Liz.
My name is Brace.
And I'm producer Young Chomsky.
And this is TrueAnon. Wowie, 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 wowie.
Wow. Boy.
What's in the news?
Well, actually, by the time this comes out, so let's see.
Monday.
We've invaded Venezuela.
Probably. And maybe some high-profile firings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the market tanked. Probably went back up. Coins not doing so great.
Coins?
Yeah, watch out for the coins.
All my money's in money.
Well, then you should be okay. And who knows what else will have happened by then. But for now, we've got about 20,000... emails, files, photos, PDFs.
Liz, there's a